And in many ways, therefore, what he's prophesying is that Dante must become a prophet, and a prophet in the model of the Old Testament prophets. Now, remember in the very first lecture, we talked about the fact that although Dante certainly knew all the Bible, there was a particular resonance between Dante and the Old Testament prophets. Again, they were often exiled, beaten up, kicked out, not believed, not listened to, all those sorts of things. But if we ask ourselves, what is our sort of easy two or three line, can't do one line, definition of an Old Testament prophet, it certainly isn't a sort of Gene Dixon type of idea, instead of crystal ball and tea leaves, but rather I would define prophet this way. A prophet is someone who sees things in a broader context than others. A prophet is someone who has understood the past, who has examined the present, and by having done that is ready seriously and intelligently, as well as passionately, to talk about the future.
Notice that in Dante's case, he fills the bill because of what he's seen and what he's experienced. So that what Cacciaguida is telling him to do is take the experience that you've had now and write it down, tell other people about it, report what you've seen. Okay, it sounds like a good idea, and Dante agrees that it's a good idea. The problem with it, of course, is that it's also a dangerous idea. Gee, if I do that, a lot of people aren't going to like it very much. Think of all of the criticisms that this directs against his own society. So notice that what's kind of interesting is that he's saying, yeah, I can do this, but look at what the consequences are going to be. Down through the world of endless bitterness, and on the mountain from whose lovely crown I was raised upwards by my lady's eyes, in hell, in purgatory, then through the heavens, rising from light to light, here in heaven, I learned many things that, were they to be retold, would leave a bitter taste in many mouths. Notice that he's back to that image of tasting experience. What he said before, of course, is that exile is the salt taste of bitter bread. Now what he's saying is that, in fact, what I'm going to do is to sort of turn things around and present that bitter taste to others. Which is to say, of course, I'm going to learn how to take my exile and turn it into a kind of crusade. Here, a crusade meaning a journey, okay? A pilgrimage, a crusade as another kind of pilgrimage. So that we have a whole, a whole constellation of interrelated images for a journey, an exile, a crusade, a pilgrimage. What Cacciaguida is saying to him is, it makes a big difference which one you choose as your model. If it's exile, what you have is bitterness. But you can start by turning exile into pilgrimage, and the way you do that is by doing what prophets have always done, by speaking the truth. And again, Dante says, well, if I do that, I'm going to offend people, and Cacciaguida's got an answer to that as well.
His answer indeed is, and let those men who itch scratch where it hurts. Okay, that is Dante's answer. And one of the things that Dante heard down in hell from his former teacher was, kid, if you continue to write, you're going to be famous like I'm famous back on earth for having written. And that Dante certainly learns as a young man that one of the reasons you might write a book is for fame. Well, here Dante learns the real reason to write a book. Not for fame, but for truth. And even if, indeed, the wind blows hardest on the highest parts of the mountain, he says, even if it makes people scratch, even if it leaves bitter taste in people's mouth, remember this, Dante. You may not live to see the benefits of this, but remember this. Though when your words are taken in at first, they may taste bitter, but once well digested, they will become a vital nutriment. As Jeremiah says, the purpose of a prophet is to tear down and to destroy, but also to build up. And that prophecy often has as a sort of its first consequence, it sounds like tearing down. We got to change things. This institution won't do. This person won't do as a leader. It seems to be a kind of negative thing, but ultimately prophecy is positive. It may not seem that way at first, and the prophet himself may never benefit from fame and wealth. In fact, is more likely to benefit from the opposite. But ultimately, prophecy is a positive thing. It's not a reaction to a negative thing only.
And again, of course, one of the other, you know, I'm going to be a prophet. Well, who am I going to offend? Usually when you offend, it's at the highest level. And that's also something that Dante is, in a sense, being given his commission for. Okay? We can